Welcome to Let's Talk Socials, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to stand out on social media and be seen as the experts that they really are. The latest updates and trends from the social media space, presented by me, your social media strategist and coach. Now, let's get started. Let's Talk Socials. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Socials. I am finally getting through the extensive list of podcast episode suggestions that you always submit through Instagram, DMs, or emails, and I have finally reached a point where I can record this highly requested episode about Instagram stories. Personally, I am a huge fan of Instagram stories, so much so that if I had to choose only one type of post or feature on Instagram to use for all of my marketing, I would probably go with Instagram stories. And it's very interesting to me because most of my clients and the business owners I talk to on a daily basis, they are usually not fans of Instagram stories, mainly because they find them a little bit scary. But I am here to change that, or at least make a start in helping you feel more comfortable, more confident when it comes to using Instagram stories for your business. Let's start right at the beginning. What are Instagram stories and why do I need to use them for my business marketing? Instagram stories are just one feature of the many that we can use on Instagram, and they allow us to upload a photo or a video that then disappears after 24 hours. And that is the key characteristic of a story. It is no longer on your profile after these 24 hours, unless you save them to your highlights. But that's probably a topic for a different episode. Stories were initially introduced in mid-2016, which is crazy to me because I cannot even remember what Instagram was like before we had stories. But yeah, they were originally introduced in 2016. And when Instagram announced this new feature, a lot of people actually pointed out how it was very similar to Snapchat stories, because they also disappear and have that kind of informal, more casual aspect to them. It has, since 2016, quickly become one of the most popular features of Instagram. And as far as I know, the latest numbers are that around 500 million people create and watch Instagram stories every single day. That should already give you a little bit of an indication as to why you should be using Instagram stories. Instagram stories are great for many reasons, but the main one is that they help you connect with your target audience and build relationships in an authentic way that you might not be able to do on your feed as much. Instagram stories are also here to help you build your brand by giving your followers small and unique insights into your day-to-day life and your business. The content that goes onto your stories is much less polished, more fun, I'd say, and not as formal as the content that goes out onto your feed. I'll talk about the main differences and what you should post where in a few minutes, but I first would like to explain a little bit more what the role of Instagram stories is when we look at your overall Instagram strategy. If you've been to one of my masterclasses or workshops, it is very likely that you will have come across my content funnel framework, which is my very own framework that I have established by myself. I don't really see a lot of other educators, coaches talk about content in this way. But basically, it explains what kind of content, what type, what format, but also in terms of topic, helps you achieve what goals. So you can think of it as this framework that is a different way of portraying a customer journey or a marketing funnel. And depending on the stage in the marketing funnel, there is content that you should be making. So at the top, we obviously have the awareness stage. This is where people ask themselves, well, why should I follow this person? To make that decision, they will very likely look at your feed content and not necessarily at your stories. Apart from, I would say, all the spam bots that watch your stories, and obviously this is something that is really annoying on Instagram, and I wish they would finally get a grip on the situation with these bots. But I would say, apart from the bots, probably 99% of the people who watch your stories on Instagram are followers already. And this means that they have already expressed some interest in your brand or business, which then means that they are already past the awareness stage and in the consideration phase. So if you're wanting to create more awareness for your brand, Instagram stories are not really the tool to use. They are, in fact, really, really helpful to move people further down towards a conversion, whether that is signing up to a newsletter, coming to one of your masterclasses, or buying one of your digital or physical products, or I don't know, coming to see you at your physical location. Conversion in itself can obviously be a lot of things, but in general, when we talk about conversions, we obviously mean sales. So if you feel like you're quite good at attracting people to your page and you see that your following is steadily growing, but people are simply not buying, it is probably because your Instagram stories aren't doing the job that they should be doing, which is building that relationship and helping people to make a purchase decision. So how do we make an Instagram story? There are two different ways to approach this. You can either open your Instagram app and then click on the big fat plus icon at the bottom of your screen in the middle, and then you can select a story. You can either upload a photo from your camera roll or a video, or you can record right in the app or take a photo right in the app. Or the alternative to that is you once again open your Instagram app, and at the very top you'll see all of the story bubbles of all the other people that you're following, but the first one will be yours, and again there is a big plus button that you can click to upload a story, and that will lead you to the same interface where you can either upload or record in the app. Once you have uploaded your footage or recorded your footage, you can do lots of creative customizing to your story and make it look like yours. You can use polls, you can add question stickers, you can add music, you can get really creative with drawing stuff with different colors, ideally your brand colors. You can tag other people so that they can reshare your stories. You can add GIFs, you can add countdowns, and most importantly, you can also add links to your story. And this is also something that we weren't able to do until a few years ago, unless you had 10,000 followers. So that was a huge thing when suddenly links in stories were available to every single account on the platform. And let me tell you this, Instagram wouldn't have allowed us to add links if they didn't want us to use this feature. Okay, so now we know what Instagram stories are, we know how to make them, and we talked about the main purpose of using stories. Which leads us to the next question. So what do I post on my stories and what goes onto my Instagram feed? Because there is actually a difference between the two, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now. So I thought I would prepare a little bit of a checklist for you so you can kind of check off a few characteristics of a post and decide where it should go. So something should go onto your stories if, first of all, you don't mind that it's going to disappear after 24 hours. In fact, this is one of the nice things about stories and why I sometimes find it hard to understand why people find it daunting, because it is going to be gone after 24 hours. So even if it isn't perfect, who cares? It's going to disappear anyways. I get it with filming videos because they're going to be on your feed and they're being shown to other people, but your stories, you know, you can be a bit creative with them, and even if it's not the best story ever, it's going to disappear anyways. Secondly, it's the kind of raw behind-the-scenes content of your business. And most importantly, it is usually much less polished content that helps you nurture a relationship with your followers. So an example could be a photo of you and you edit your to-do list of the day as a text, or you might be out at a client meeting, so you could take a photo or a video of that, talk about what you worked on in that specific meeting, or you can use it as a tool to communicate with your audience and have them engage with your content, for example, through using the question sticker and asking people about, I don't know, something relevant to your business. I like to do weekly Q&As on my Instagram where people can submit questions and I will then answer them. And that helps to build relationships, but it also at the same time shows people that I know what I'm talking about. So that's stories. And then on the other hand, we have your Instagram feed. So that might be carousel posts, single slide posts, or reels. So something should go on your Instagram feed if it has the following characteristics. First of all, you want it to stay there for longer than 24 hours. Ideally, this is something that I would consider either evergreen content, so something that is going to be relevant even in 3-6 months time if someone finds it, or it is something that is highly relevant right now, like a promotion for a live masterclass that you're hosting, or something that is happening in this moment in pop culture. So like think of memes or other relevant pop culture moments that you want to pick up on with your brand. I am recording this podcast episode shortly after the Super Bowl has taken place, and that is one of these pop culture moments where lots of brands kind of take moments from either the halftime show or during the match and turn that into memes. So that would be one of these moments that I would consider trendy or not necessarily evergreen. So either way, the content should be something that you want people to see in 3 months' time, and you're not going to be, I wish it wasn't on my profile. Secondly, it should be a high-value piece of content that you want people to see for longer than just these 24 hours. Because, and this is point number three, your feed post should help you attract new followers and build authority with the existing ones at the same time. So examples for content that should go on your feed could be, I don't know, a mini vlog of your day as a reel. You could make a post where you outline how people can work with you, or I don't know, a valuable insight based on your experience, but that is also interesting for your audience. So that's a bit the difference between stories and feed posts. But I would say if you scroll Instagram a little more consciously in the next few days, you'll pretty quickly pick up what people post on their stories and what goes onto their feed. So like make a conscious effort to see a difference between the two, and you'll quickly learn what should go where. Now let's talk about a few common mistakes that I see businesses make when it comes to Instagram stories. The first one is related to the fact that a lot of businesses don't understand the difference between stories and feed posts, and or at the same time, they don't want to have to entertain yet another feature on a social media platform. So they just make it easy on themselves and only share feed posts and then share the feed posts on the story. That is what I would say is the bare minimum of what should be on your stories. And don't get me wrong, I also share my posts to my stories, but it's not the only thing I share on there. Because if it was, then I would be completely neglecting the purpose of stories and just kind of emphasizing the purpose of a feed post. And this is usually why people say, oh, like, yeah, I'm growing my Instagram account, but nobody's buying from me. Yes, because you're not leveraging your Instagram stories. There's this one person I follow, and she's obviously not the only person on Instagram that does that. There's lots of businesses doing the same kind of Instagram story strategy, but somehow my brain always thinks of her when I think about resharing your posts, because basically the only thing she will ever post on her stories are her own feed posts. And every single time I see her story bubble come up, I'm like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a feed post again. So I don't even click on it. And this is usually the problem why, or usually the reason why your story reach will be very low, because people have learned that your stories aren't interesting and they don't even click on them. So the main thing is to get people to watch your Instagram stories, make them interesting, make them valuable, so they don't immediately swipe away and don't even watch your stories. So try to understand that you always need to provide some sort of value to your viewers that they can't get anywhere else. That might be insights into your day-to-day life, or something like mini trainings, more personal insights into your life. It obviously has to match your brand, and this is why we work on specific personalized strategies with brands. But if it's exactly the same as what you're showing on your feed, why should people watch your stories? The second mistake that, to be honest, usually also comes down to not understanding the purpose of stories, but most commonly also the fact that it is a step out of someone's comfort zone, is that you're not showing your face on stories. there's a whole separate episode on the podcast about how you can overcome the fear of showing your face on social media and how you can ease into showing up for your business. So I won't go too much into detail on that right now. But the main thing you need to know, especially if you are a service provider or in general, a business where the people in the business matter, you need to show your face on your stories. Otherwise, you're making it very hard for yourself to sell any of your services to potential customers. Why? Because purchasing a service is simply more risky than buying a product that you can return if you don't like it. Which means you as a service provider need to put in more effort to gain someone's trust and decrease their perceived risk than someone who is selling a simple product. Another reason why it's so important to show your face is because the human brain is drawn to other human faces. So when someone is swiping through stories and it's all just photos and videos without people, you know, like classic stock videos, and suddenly there's a face, the brain will automatically be drawn to that, which means you have their attention. And we all know grabbing someone's attention on social media is crucial. Otherwise, they will just swipe on and not even look at the content that you have spent time creating. I know it can be scary to start showing up on your stories, but believe me, it's going to make a huge difference in your business. So have a listen to episode 6, where I talk about how to show your face on social media and get more comfortable with that. The alternative to that is either sending me an email or directly booking a discovery call so we can have a chat about how I can help you leverage your Instagram stories more effectively. The last mistake I see people make is that they simply don't provide any value in their stories, or it's all about them. So what do I mean with that? Well, people often focus too much on posting stories that are easy for them to make instead of thinking, what would be useful to my audience? The classic example is when people start stories with, oh, sorry guys, my hair looks really bad today, sorry, like, just don't look at it, or the, oh, I'm so tired, sorry about that. That is what influencers do. You're not an influencer, you're a business owner, so you don't need to make these kind of stories. Again, people have a very short attention span these days, so if you start your story with any sentence that isn't valuable or that isn't interesting, people are going to swipe on. Another classic one that I always see is the, hi everyone, happy Wednesday, I hope you're all doing well. I just wanted to quickly jump on here and talk about XYZ. And I'm sorry, but I see this every single day and it just makes me swipe instantly because I'm like, get to the point. Instant swiping, you're already wasting my time. So the best tip I can give you when it comes to Instagram stories is to jump right into it. Jump right into what you want to say without spending any time on lengthy intros and, you know, like setting the scene for people. Another thing is also how much personal content or personal insights into your life do you want to share? I should probably make an extra episode about this because this is also a delicate topic to discuss in a way, because for some service providers, their personal life might be relevant to their customers, but then for most of us, it isn't. So there is kind of this balance that you need to find between posting your whole life on your stories and kind of landing on that slippery slope towards becoming an influencer. Nothing against influencers, of course, but there is a difference between being an influencer and being a business owner. So, you know, you don't want to become the kind of person on your business account that shares their whole life. But on the other hand, you also don't want to be the person that doesn't share anything, because that makes it really difficult for people to have points of connection with you. So what I would like you to do, instead of just hitting record and, you know, like seeing what comes out of your mouth, is first think of what you want to say and what the goal of this story is supposed to be. So like, do you want to promote this, or do you want to just say something about, I don't know, your day, or like, what is the goal of this story? And then scrap all of the little sentences, like the, hey everyone, and so on, because we really don't need them. And then before you actually hit post, think, is this actually valuable? does this somehow help my audience? And that doesn't necessarily have to be a tip or, you know, like a learning or something, but it can also be something that helps people to build a connection with you. I always think of this example. Let's say I'm a nutritionist and I post a photo of my lunch onto my stories. Instead of just putting a photo of the lunch, I could say, this is what I'm having for lunch, and this is why I would recommend having this. And, you know, you can say like, oh, this is full of protein, this has some nice carbs, this has healthy fats, you know, kind of explain your reasoning. And you can add another layer of authority building, showing that you have the expertise that you claim to have into your stories as well, which again will make it easier for people to have a connection, see that you're the person for them, and then go and purchase whatever you're selling. All in all, the most important takeaway of this episode should be that you simply need to use your stories more than what you are doing right now. Yep, this is a universally relevant tip for all of my listeners, because I can tell you that probably like 85% of the people I work with don't leverage their Instagram stories enough and or in the right way. So I hope this episode was helpful in giving you a bit of an insight into why you should be using Instagram stories, what they are, and obviously to pinpoint some of the most common mistakes I see when it comes to using stories. As I mentioned before, if you still cannot wrap your head around Instagram stories and you aren't sure what kind of content you should be putting on there specifically for your business, send me a message on Instagram or an email. All of the details are in the show notes, and we can have a chat about how I can help you make the most of your Instagram stories. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll hear you next time when it's again time to talk socials.